Tonight we have the 8th grade advancement, so that'll be right after the message. Tonight I'd like to speak about love, Pastor Love. It's a good subject, isn't it, Pastor Love? Great artists in our school, parents. You know, wow. Grandparents, parents, young people, artistic ability, athletic ability. In the parking lot, I met the senior class who just came back tonight from Albania and Rome, Italy, and they just said it was an extraordinary trip, and it was such a different kind of country. When I was there in 1991, there was one traffic light in the whole country with two cars. I'm exaggerating, but I think there was only a couple gas stations, and countries changed. But still, humble people, broken people, because sometimes poverty does that to people. Yeah, it makes us humble. And when I don't have power, I don't have the power to get a job. In Albania, there was 80% unemployment when I was there. And all these young Albanian guys in the square with black leather jackets on, waiting to go to Italy to get jobs, car washing cars, cleaning, washing dishes in restaurants, and sending $100 or $200 back home to their parents in Albania. When we have hard times, it's good to be saying to God in our hearts, help me. Humility is an important part of life. Philippians chapter 2. We look at God's humility when he came here as a man, and his love. In Matthew chapter 10, we'll move around a little bit before we get settled here. It will not be a long message, but heart to heart, I think, just this is in my heart. I have a great quote. Envy is an unhappy feeling with regard to the good of our neighbor. Our neighbor has something good, and I have certain feelings about that. When I see that they have something I don't have, I can say in my heart, I wish I had it. I wish I had what they have, and even more maybe, I wish they would lose what they got, because I am envious. When somebody succeeds, do you remember in high school when the valedictorian was awarded their award and everybody was to clap? You clapped like this. Or with enthusiasm. But it is amazing when God is in us and we have love in our hearts, we are so happy for other people. We are happy for their prosperity. We are happy for their blessing. We are happy for their progress. We're happy that they are healthy. We're happy their children are okay. We're happy that we have a future, because we are not envious, but we have agape love. God is love. Pastor Ray, who's right here, I asked him the other day, he goes and reaches the homeless out in the woods, as you know, with a great team of people, and has done a great job. I say, does it ever happen that one of these people say to you, hey, you got blankets, you got to give me one. You know, you got to give me a blanket, because you're from the church, and they gave the blankets out, and you can't, you're supposed to give it to me. And you also got some food in your van, and some of that food is mine. Be sure to give it to me. I'm waiting. Give me what you owe me. What does he say? Here, this is yours. God loves you. You know, we are not in this world to correct people of their envies and jealousies and insecurities and their fears. We're in this world to know God. And when we know God, we're able to love like God. Wow. The message is over. That's the message. Huh? Well, you're happy because it's short. But listen, there's a few more things to say about it. Envy is an unhappy feeling with regard to the good of our neighbor, a desire that he should be stripped of it and we put in possession of it. He should be stripped of that and I should get it. And if that does not place, then I have a grudge. Oh, I forgot to copy the second page. I have it in my mind, so. Vaunting, this is in 1 Corinthians 13, vaunteth not itself. This is when you do have something your neighbor does not have. You do have a car. Your neighbor doesn't have a car. And you are vaunting yourself. It's like jealousy in reverse. Jealousy, they have a car, you don't have one. Vaunting, I have one, they don't have one. This is all very childish to us as people because we have found the Holy Spirit as a new way of life. And we don't think like this anymore. We have found the Holy Spirit filling us and satisfying us. And now we are able to love and we are enjoying the prosperity and blessing of other people. We have found the very source of life. Reading Matthew 10, it says, he that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. I do not believe that means salvation. It means he has this nature and we have a different one, and we're in the same room, God and me, we're in the same room. We don't really meet each other. God is of this nature, love, and I'm in the same room as God, but we're not talking. I don't have the same spirit. I don't have the same mind. I am not worthy of his company because I'm harboring these jealousies and fears and insecurities as a way of life. I live in it. And I would like to say tonight, very simply, that if you or I are living in this kind of immaturity, then we have a great blessing because we have God living in us. And God that lives in us means that I can have fellowship with God. And the life of God and the nature of God delivers me from the craziness and the foolishness of human living. Verse 39, he that finds his life shall lose it. It's a tragic thing. to lose my life. But I lose my life every day, naturally speaking. One more day is gone. One more follicle of hair is gone. One more bit of energy is gone. I'm losing my life. Every day, people are losing their life. But they that have found love, could you put the slide up, please, on love? This is a big subject, and we can only touch on it for a few minutes. Love is kind. Big word. How kind God is to let us be here. How kind God is to allow us to live so many years and days without disturbance. The trouble that comes often is from our own selves. It's from demons. It's from the fall of man. It's not from God. God is a good God. God is a loving God. God is a patient God. In him is light and no darkness at all. God is love, and love is kind, very kind. Kind in spirit, quiet in spirit, sensitive. If God walked into a room to somebody that was suffering, he could identify and does so immediately with a lot of kindness. Very patient, not in a hurry. Somebody said in the Gospels, Jesus did not run anywhere. He walked and he rode a donkey. He was very patient with people, very kind. And then what love is not, it is not proud, self-centered. You know, the me world, me, my life, my ways, my ideas, my opinions, my feelings, my entitlement, what I deserve, what I... Give me the blanket. You came out here in the woods to give blanket. Give me my blanket. Okay? Love, God, is not proud or self-seeking, but he is very powerful. He is very humble. He is very caring. He is very broken. A Christian who has found Christ through brokenness by the cross. And I feel, and I was reading in the book of Amos this piece about partying and the Jewish people in the time of Amos, and I have a translation. I'll read the paragraph to you. It's from Amos 6. He says to them, "Woe to those who live in luxury and expect everyone else to serve them." This is Amos 6, verse 3, 4, 5. This is a different translation, but I'd use it just to make the point. They expect everyone else to serve them. Woe to those who live only for today, indifferent to the fate of others. Woe to the playboys, the playgirls, who think life is a party just for them. Woe to those addicted to feeling good, life without pain. Wow. Woe unto them that have to have life and want to have life without pain. That wouldn't go down very well today. Those obsessed with looking good, life without wrinkles. They could not care less about their country going to ruin. He's speaking to the Jews about Israel. You're going to ruin. You're running about doing anything you please. And God is saying you're going to have sorrow. And he said also later in the book in chapter 8, he said, there's a famine. And this is the thing that got me so moved today. There's a famine of the Word of God. I got to be honest with you. I would be like anybody else in this world. I am no different. We'd all be following and seeking and searching our way. But something happened to me. And listen to this carefully. I heard a personal word from the Holy Spirit that changed my life. I heard a word way up in Maine many decades ago, and I started to listen to God. And I decided, I was thinking, you know, I could go to, in the days of the hippies, you know, I could go to Montana, I could hitchhike out to California, I was going to go to Denver, and all of these ideas. I could be on a farm, or I could be in a business with a friend of mine, and different ideas that I had. I want to live my life. This is what I said. I want to live my life. I want to live my life. And then I found love. Love. That's what I needed. I didn't need California. I needed love. God's love. Not hippie love. Human love. I needed God's love. I needed the Holy Spirit to love me. I need the Spirit of God to come into my heart and satisfy me. Wow. Then the world starts to become. And we were in Maine. It was a different kind of a state from where I was from. And we were in Maine and a different, a little bit of a different way and so on. But it didn't matter to me because I found love. These people loved. These people were after God. Listen to this. Take up the cross, lose your life, verse 39. And if he loses his life for my sake, not for your sake, for his sake. Not for your marriage sake, but for his sake. If you lose your life for his sake, not for our sake, but for his sake. If we lose our life for God's sake, God wants our heart. And if we give him our heart, then he'll give us his life. And if we have his life, we have the Holy Spirit filling us with his love. Then everything is different. Life is different. I remember walking in Maine back in those days. Actually, it was in New York also. Was saved when I first started to believe in God. I started to think, I believe in God. I believe in God. I'm walking along the highway, like hitchhiking, or just going where I had to go. And by myself, no church or anything. But I believe in God. I was so happy about it. I believe in God. I believe in God. That means everything now. I believe in God. That means God. God. God is real. God hears prayers. God satisfies my heart. God is the issue. God is the ultimate target. God is the relationship. God is the infinite Alpha and Omega. God is life. Love. God is love. God is love. So then we were in South Berwick, and then we went to Finland, and then the ministry moved to Lenox, and God is love. God is love. What about Lenox? I don't know. I don't remember much about it. All I know that God is with us and God is love. And it's time to move to Baltimore. 800 families moved down here. With our guinea pigs in the back seat. Some, unfortunately, didn't make the trip. And we 800 families, and we were in Baltimore. It didn't matter. We have found God. When you have found God, then all the other things are details. And when we walk with God and we listen to God and enjoy God, then life is, we are thankful. Look at what it is not. Love is not proud, not rude, not easily provoked. Pastor Ray, give me a blanket. Yeah, you. Yeah, the guy from the church. Give me a blanket and two sandwiches. And you have any toothbrushes? I don't have one. Give me one, will you? You know, to some people, you're provoking me. But he goes, sure. How many do you need? Here's three sandwiches. Here's an extra blanket. Pass it to your neighbor. Love. God is love. God is easy to be with. God is the answer for my life. God settles me down in my spirit. God fills me and satisfies me with a meaningful life. And when love is in our hearts, then we are able to love others. And when we love others, the nature of God is manifested, and we end up with the benefits of love. And look at what love is not. Not self-seeking, not easily angered. And if you have any of these things happening in you as a habit or as a way of life, then just, well, I'm so happy you're here tonight to say, God loves you, we love you, you have a future. Humble yourself before God. Ask Him to fill you with the Holy Spirit and satisfy you, give you a new venture, a new chapter in your life, help you through your troubles, heal your soul, edify you and build you up in Christ, because there's no answer out there. We will not find what we are looking for to satisfy us in the creation. There's no ocean beautiful enough, no stargazing that'll satisfy you eternally. There's no human being that can meet your need ultimately as a person. You are made for God and His love. Then let's go to the next slide and we'll finish. So love does, suffers long, rejoices with truth, thinks no evil, bears all things. Believe somebody says, come on, you got to be realistic. I'm telling you, this is it. This is it. This is it. It's amazing. Love is like this is in our lives now. Yes, we have a sin nature where we recognize, you know, I'm envious of my neighbor. I'm vaunting myself in public, promoting myself because I'm looking for love. And I can't find it. And so God is saying to me, humble yourself under my mighty hand. I will fill you. I will satisfy you. Let me touch you. This is not about greater grace. This is not about Christianity in some narrow view. This is not about coming to this church. This is not about some bondage that you hang up you have in a religious way. This is heart to heart to say to you, whoever you are, God is real. God loves you, and you and I are made for that love. And when you have that love in your heart and in your life, in your spirit, then it changes your life. And you are so thankful. I have found Jesus Christ in a very real way, in a personal way. And that's it. Love does not envy, boast, behave rudely, seek its own, rejoice in iniquity, or keep a record of wrongs. If you were to ask me about some people in our church and who they are and where they are and what their names are and so on, I do not remember them. I do not want to remember them. I choose not to remember them in any other way, but they are a child of God. The blessing of God is in their life. May God bless them even more. I wish the best on everybody. This is the nature of God. Every morning when the sun comes up, God is saying, I love every one of you. I gave my son for every one of you. I give every one of you. I give you food and sunshine and air every day because I am a God of love and mercy. But listen to me. If you will not seek me, you will not find me. If you don't want me, you can live your life without me. And if you die without me, there's nothing I could do about that. That's your free will. And do as you please, but your expectation will perish when you perish. Your hopes and dreams and lusts and desires will never be satisfied. There'll be no more memory of you. There'll be nothing forever and ever. You are lost, and there's nothing I can do about it. I did everything I possibly could. I love you every day. I gave you my son, Jesus Christ, as the Messiah. Just simply believe in him. The way is easy, and it is yours. Believe me and trust me. Okay, amen. Would you pray with me, please? You're here tonight and you're seeking, searching for Christ. He is not far, but he hates your sin, hates your selfishness. He hates that he died on the cross to get rid of it. Believe in him. He hates your flesh as he does mine, hates my sin and my selfishness as anybody. We're all the same. But come to him in humility. Realize your need for him and say to Christ, I need you. In your own way, in your heart, say it to him. I need you seriously, God. I need you. I know you could change my life. You could fill me and satisfy me. You could do this, God, and I want it. I want it. And when you go home tonight, say a prayer in humility before God and walk with him in faith, and you will see God. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. You shall be filled. Thank you, Lord. Please do this. And all through the month of June, as people come, visitors come, and missionaries return here, and lead us as a church and ministry of love, and teach us this love in these days. In Jesus' name. And if you've never accepted Christ, do that tonight. Say to Jesus in your heart, I need you. The same prayer. I need you. I ask you to be my Savior. In Christ's name, please say it, mean it, walk by faith in him, and you will know him. In Jesus' name, amen.